turn the recorder on, so, Mr. Chairman, you ready?
Okay.
Let's go. I'd like to call this meeting to order. If everybody could, please rise and join me with the pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough of Highlands Planning Board and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Shalmer?
Here.
Mr. Carl is absent. Mr. Roberts is absent. Ms. Peterson?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Mr. Stockton?
Here.
Ms. Ruby?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Okay, next on our agenda is motions for adjournment and any other motions, and there's no items listed there, so we go down to item 6 on the agenda, new business, and under there, and in your packets, you have an application to review the application and set the public hearing date. It's for PB number 2011-1, C. Scaturo Irrevocable Trust. Request to reschedule review
till a September meeting.
September
8th.
Okay. And this is on Portland Road, Block 1, Lots 14 to 18, Block 3, Lots 9 to 11.
Yes.
The request is to not review it at all tonight?
Correct. Mr. McGann and Mr. Hopkins, the engineer, could not be present. They wish to be present during the review.
Okay.
So he has requested that we carry it to the September meeting.
Okay. So with that, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Offered by Mr. Shulner.
I'll second it.
We have a motion second.
Seconded by Mayor Nolan.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
Before a zoning permit application,
yes.
Yeah.
So there, none of these requests for variances are putting it anywhere else to here.
Not to my knowledge.
Are you referring to the letter that they first sent?
The zoning application permit?
With regard to the letter of transmittal, they spoke about garage and variances. That was a typo. It's really for a subdivision. I didn't know if you were referring to that.
Zoning officer has referred them here?
Correct.
Yeah, undersized lot cases and bulks?
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay.
Planning.
Okay. So we have any other discussion on the motion? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Shulner?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Stockton?
Yes.
Ms. Ruby?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Okay. So that is anybody's here tonight for the Scaturo Irrevocable Trust. That is not going to be heard any further. It's going to be put on our agenda for September 8th. Next item on the agenda, there's actually the next three items: approval of resolution, unfinished or adjourned hearings, and hearings on new business. There are no items to discuss under those, so we jump down to item 10 on the agenda, actions of any other business, and under there we have a few things to discuss. The first is review of report regarding the zoning ordinance amendment. The second is resolution adoption, approval of the zoning ordinance amendment report. And the third is HBP zoning recommendations, schedule another subcommittee meeting. Take it right in order, I guess.
Okay. We've received a report, a draft report from Mr. Truscott based on the subcommittee meeting. Mr. Serpko has prepared a resolution to adopt that report. So we're at the point now to review that and discuss it and approve it and send it on to council.
Okay. So in your packets, you do have that that report and that resolution?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anybody want to start any discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman, I sat on the committee with three other members of the planning board. We brought it back, I think, to the whole planning board in June, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
we
correct.
Had, right? We had some conversation about it. I was not here for the July one. I actually got stuck in traffic 2 hours. He couldn't make the meeting. But I think we had a good give and take on the subcommittee, and I think we also had some give and take when we came back in June. I'm happy with what's in front of us. If you know, anybody else wants to weigh in, fantastic.
Just a question. It came when I was listening to the tapes and the discussion around the townhome. Just listening to all that. So there was definitely a discussion and agreement that no more than four attached. But I didn't hear if it was even addressed the height of townhomes, and it doesn't really seem to be in here. So I wanted just to sort of raise that as a question. Just, you know, my sense is vague or unclear language, you know, could be a problem in the future. So if the intent was to have the height the same as mid-rises, it should be that if the intent was to have the height more like a typical townhome, no more than three stories, that, you know, it should probably say that.
I think you're right.
So yeah. Just wanted to raise that.
Would that be a just an adjustment?
We can add that in.
Okay. Wouldn't change the...
Yeah, we can ink that in and then have it retyped later on.
Okay. That was definitely the, I think, the intent. I would agree when we had our conversation.
So are we going to set it to a certain level, number of stories?
Does our ordinance have a townhome height limitation?
We have a height for a private building. I think it's, what is it, 40? 47 feet?
I think it's 36.
I thought we changed it for 47.
You may have.
Or from the 13th.
That's right, you're right.
Because
yep.
We can just cross-reference that
whatever our
ordinance is for townhomes will be applied as well here. Recommend that it be applied as well here. We can just add that into the report verbally, and then we'll get Marty to stick it in the appropriate section. We'll cross-reference that the board is of the opinion that the recommendation regarding townhomes also include that they be limited in height to the height limitation set forth in the current ordinance.
But Rick brought up a good point. I would make sure that it mirrors the structures with no parking underneath, because clearly you're not going to need that.
Right. Okay. That whatever section that is.
Other areas could, you know, accommodate height for parking underneath.
Sure. Okay. So it would be that reference to that section, which limits the townhomes without parking underneath. That's it. And then we'll just put it in the appropriate spot later on.
Okay.
That'll work.
Mr. Chairman, I have some comments I sent to Marty, and I think everyone has them in their packets. And I'm looking at them, and I think these were sent to him before our last meeting. Our last meeting, we really discussed this because there wasn't a quorum.
Correct.
And among the comments were that he is citing densities that aren't part of our ordinance, that aren't permitted in the area. So I felt that they might be struck, because it seems to me that if you say that an ordinance which is found to be invalid allowed 20 units an acre, it seems to me this is relevant to this report, because that isn't current. There is no permitted zoning of 20 units an acre. And likewise, I think the East Point property, that again is not a permitted property, a permitted use of that property. The density of that property is beyond 14 units an acre, which is the maximum density, which is also part of that statement. So I would suggest that we strike that and just deal with the permitted densities of the surrounding areas.
Did Marty respond to this?
No, we just forwarded it to Carol.
Okay.
And then my last comment has to do with the mid-rise proposal. And somehow I don't see how that is consistent with the townhome development, and I can't see that being an either-or I think that given the option, the more dense, the more compact proposal is what we're going to have there. And I think that the recommendations of this board should be consistent with the master plan, which is to have townhomes and not inconsistent with the master plan and have high rise or mid-rise.
I think what we talked about at the subcommittee was mirroring more of the East Point site and cutting that down. That's why we left it at mid-rise and 14 units per acre. Because I think we established that East Point was closer to 20. Yeah, I think we said it was, I know we made a accommodation for public access and limiting the height to mid-rise and just for options. And I think that's why we did that at the subcommittee level.
I'm a little bit confused, Jerry. What, you're going to still leave the mid-rise in?
That's what, that's what our ordinance discussion was, yeah.
Okay.
So we're leaving in mid-rise and townhomes?
Yes, yeah. it was options.
I thought maybe we should eliminate the mid-rise.
I think we leave both. My opinion, it's just my opinion, we leave
yeah,
both.
Yeah, so that's mine.
Yeah, that's fine.
So but you can't have both, or we...
Well, the last one had five different uses that was struck down by the Superior Court.
But is the subcommittee recommending that we... Does the board recommend that either or is it both?
We had agreed to multiple choices, and that we had mid-rise in there and 14 acres.
I don't remember agreeing to that. I remember we talked about it.
We talked about as options, alternatives. Not a mix of mid-rise and townhomes. That was my understanding. It was options.
It's one or the other, correct?
Both are
allowed. It's going to be mid-rises or...
Right. Either... So
or townhouses.
Right,
but it's going to be both.
Right.
No. Yeah, no. It's one or the other, but the both choices were there.
Yeah, you
couldn't do mid-rises and then townhouses next to it. I think that's why we talked about the space in between the buildings, too, by the height of the building. And I think that we allowed 14 because, oh, yeah, here it is right here. East Point, I think Marty told us, was 33 units per acre.
Right.
East Point, obviously we don't want that.
No.
And that's why we discussed doing the mid-rise and leaving it at 14 and then have public access, I believe, was our. But not splitting it up. No, you can't have half and half. No. One or the other. But the option was there to do either one.
Well, how does everybody feel about having mid-rises?
I'm for it.
I'm with that.
Right. I can't support a mid-rise.
Neither can I.
I can support
it. It's too nice a piece of property, maybe, to put stuff like that up there.
It wouldn't be my first choice by any means, but I guess my own thinking at the subcommittee was, you know, I think would like to see something happen up there. I think that would be good for Highlands.
That was exactly
to see.
My thinking. Too.
And if that was a compromise that, although it may not have been everybody's first choice, but it could be done in a way that was palatable in a sense with the open space and the distance, and hopefully on the site plan lots of trees to try to, you know, it might at least give an option to see it develop. So that was my own. It certainly wouldn't, I would prefer to see townhouses. Myself, but,
yeah, I think it would attract a better class of people too. Because you get a lot of mishmash in those mid rises.
Hopefully we have a mishmash. Is East Point the mid rise or a high rise?
High rise.
What's a mid rise? How many stories would that be?
Six to eight.
Yeah. 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about at the subcommittee level. And the way we were laying it out was to try to legally have open access on both, in our minds, you know, access on both sides, you know, like for the view shed, and I think it was 14 units per acre we talked about, and limited it by the space in between the buildings, by the height of the buildings, and just so there was options to get something up there.
Brian, what do you mean mishmash?
That people you get in a townhouse compared to the rentals in mid-rise.
That would be a condo, wouldn't it?
You can't control that.
Can't control.
They can't control whether it's rental or purchased.
I don't even think I want to talk about that legally.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't see Jack shaking over there.
The class or types of people,
No, you can't get into that. No.
That's not sound planning.
I think that was just a slip of the tongue.
Objectives.
In a town that has a very high proportion of rental housing.
Yeah, we're 49% now, but not more.
I can't imagine, okay, given that location, that it would be, that we would get the kind, if it were, well, we can't talk about it. I don't necessarily have a problem with mid-rise, this type of structure like they have in Monmouth Beach.
Are there design elements that could be considered so that we stay away from sort of the boxy garden apartment type of, you know, that it could be, that you could put design elements that at least you don't end up with like those old, you know, brick garden apartments?
Is that something?
You can recommend that.
Okay.
Sure.
Can we enforce it at the council table or no?
What, I'm sorry?
Can we enforce it from the council table?
Yes. Your recommendations are now going back to council.
Right. We don't want to like to look like an open garage.
Right. And then council, when the ordinance is drafted, should have open discussion. Members of the public can participate.
Sure.
Planners. And say, these are the architectural guidelines that we're looking at to incorporate into the ordinance. So that you have a good idea in general terms of what you're going to see.
Sure.
That condo for Bill or Conquer Village up there where Clearwater was, what is that? The mid-rise, I guess, on 36?
What, in Middletown?
Yeah, here in Atlantic Island?
Might be a little higher. That might be like 10 stories. I never counted 10.
I think that's pretty high.
Yeah, that might be like 10 to 12 stories. I didn't count.
Where is this?
You know, when you go down the hill, back up to Atlantic, across.
See, you see this building?
Yeah. What is that, like 12 stories?
Yeah.
I think it's got to be at least 10. I never really counted it, but there's also parking on the ground.
Yeah.
On the, you know, not on the ground, but under the building.
Well, if we're mid-rises, then we have to have garages underneath.
That would be something that you would want either limit or.
That's to be included. That's something to discuss on the when the ordinance is drafted.
What, the council table?
Mm-hmm.
We could recommend from here?
Sure.
We have to, if we want to do that, we have to make sure we word it then, because we just made sure the height was, it's 35 feet, for the record, Rob found it. We have to make sure then that we word it that the parking will be permitted under the townhouses, because we just limited them to 35 feet. Which is, you know, that's what you want to do. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, can it go to the ground? Underground parking?
Yeah, sure, right? Yeah. We can.
I want to see that, it'd be 35 feet.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm saying. We just said we don't want the height to be more than 35 feet, so then they're going to have that parking outside of the structure. If you want to word that
way. Townhouses.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you want to put it underneath anything that's a mid-rise in the footprint of it, you just got to word that. Right. You got to say.
Well, it looks like my house, the garage on the first story and the two stories.
You can do it. That's fine. Yeah, but my point is we kind of got to word that if we want to do that. We got to recommend that.
Yeah, well, that's
no one's going to know we didn't recommend it. You know what I mean?
It's only going to be in there.
Okay, so let's put it in there.
Yeah, so far, just for board's guidance, I have three specific recommendations, whether or not you incorporate things that Peter objected to or supportive is your business. One is the townhouse ordinance reference. We'll cross-reference to section 21-96D11. That takes care of the height limitation at 35 feet, I believe it was. Recommendation that architectural and design guidelines specific to the proposed uses be considered and drafted within the ordinance.
And
parking recommendation.
Something specific to the town. What is there in the, you know?
To the town?
Yeah, like you're saying about themes.
Oh, no, I'm saying to the site.
To what we decide.
Guidelines to the site that, you know, whatever the council may think is good to have.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, there's already design guidelines in the MXD zone that is a pretty in terms of the appearance.
Okay.
Want to reference that as a just because
rather than develop a whole new one, yes.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Only for design guidelines.
Correct. Yeah. No. Just for design guidelines, and I would second Peter's recommendation to reference the already existing design guidelines.
Which are part of the ordinance already.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And as they are appropriate. I mean, I'm not saying import them wholesale, but as correct. They are appropriate.
But give us some guidelines that we already have in that.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, clearly review the parking. Propose any concept for parking up there?
I guess we would recommend
you want to leave
it
that?
Has to be in the footprint of a mid-rise. Is that what we're saying? If it's
I don't know that. I don't. That's
is that what we're saying? We want to recommend if there is a mid-rise option, is a parking in the footprint of it?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I just said, I mean, I don't know about
it. No. I mean, you know, whatever everybody thinks, we're going to vote on it, right?
Yeah.
Mayor, just to that point, if I clarify whether the parking is considered a story or not. If you're going to have a mid-rise that's 4 to 6 stories, that's probably exclusive of the parking underneath, I would assume.
I would assume because we do that on Bay Avenue.
Correct.
Yes, we would mirror the ordinance we already have, and it's not included.
And it's 6 to 8 stories, right?
What is the definition?
It says 6 to 8 stories
okay.
in the proposed as a whole.
So it'll be the ordinance in Bay Avenue, that's why we gave them another 12 feet or so they get to the park.
Is this going to be like a private community, whatever you do up there?
I don't think there's a... I don't think there's a site plan out yet. We just give an option, so like Ms. Peterson said, maybe we can get something to happen. You know what I mean?
I think it's probably going to go that way, given the access. It's not on a public street grid. The entrance is direct. The entrance to the property is off of Beach Boulevard, and that's it.
You brought up a good point of meeting in the last couple of years. I mean, these points kind of private community. I would someone too, you know. And I know
I'm
we took a lot of flack for that, but that was true.
I'm just thinking, per se, if it was built as condominium or townhouse development and sold and became part of the town's system, maybe you'd want to have off street parking up there and force everybody to park up, you know, underneath their houses. Because it'd be easier to get trucks through.
You talking about those townhouse options too?
Yeah.
You can do that. That's what you know.
You would just majority think if you're going by per unit per acre, you'd have something where you wouldn't take up as many.
It would definitely help you with emergency vehicles and leave more open space if that's the route you wanted to go.
To that point, you know, one of the testimonies that we heard last year that always really made an impact. Was that sort of narrow lane in that was pretty long, and the thought of the fire trucks being staged possibly almost out by the highway, and
right.
the firemen having to run
whatever
in
the
from there,
yeah,
down
yeah.
the lane, and then into the buildings. I mean, is there, as part of the design, that you request a wider lane there, that there was room for trucks to stage?
Well, what did the residential sideline standards kick in on this, and all of that's covered in that?
And also keep in mind, I'm going to anticipate that when it gets to council level, that you're not only going to use your borough attorney to draft the ordinance, you're going to use the planner, Rob, engineering, to
everyone's
actually put something
yeah,
in to
yeah,
put
yeah.
it forth. Okay, then once it's drafted, before it can be adopted, the ordinance as written has to come back here.
Come back to us anyway, right.
So we get another, if you see some missing thing, items in there, missing issue, then you say, wait a minute, you forgot this. You know.
That's a good point.
So, yeah.
I would tend to agree
then,
now. I would agree with you because do you have to have a for site plan type of thing to review that? What we're saying is like Peter said, there's already standards for the width and everything.
Sure.
Because of what we're talking about in the area we're talking about, it's a very good point. A lot of the stuff that was brought up was the ability to get emergency people in there, first responders and so, because of where they had a park at that point, it was the high rise.
Right.
I know it's different now, and I understand that, but that might be something we put in at least. Verbiage to the next.
Well, that's a given. I mean, when it's looked at from an engineering perspective, when Rob looks it over, he's going to make sure that it meets all the requirements.
Can we increase it, or you can't make someone do something that's already standard?
Standard set of design.
I mean, the RSIS are minimum standards. You can always
okay.
Right.
You can always enhance them.
So will you, on the report that comes back to this table after it goes through the council process, are you going to have that all listed out there? Or Marty will want to play it?
As far as the emergency access?
Yeah. Well, that won't be in there. Just so we have points to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, probably that's probably Mike and Colin.
Okay.
Marty and I will certainly crack.
Because that's something we did. That was a lot of people have talked about that in town, about that.
Yeah.
The ability of first responders with the roads and the.
Yeah, now, in that case, though, that if you recall, that was sort of like a boulevard entrance where you have two lanes divided by, I think, a landscaped island.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, you could have the emergency vehicles on one side, and the other side could provide access to and from an emergency condition.
The other side of the coin, that was a site plan. We'll, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
This might be a silly question, but has there been conversation prior to the tapes that I listened to on there on removing the mobile home zone from that location?
We talked about that at the subcommittee, actually.
Yeah. Do we want to keep it as a? Do we want to keep mobile home as a permitted use up there?
We decided to keep it for now.
To not weaken the people that need their hand, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We did. We decided. I think that was unanimous too at the subcommittee level, just to leave it on there right now, because it is right now the only existing use.
Right.
You'd be undoing the existing use that there is right now. We rather take the approach. I don't want to speak for the whole subcommittee, but we took the approach if we wanted to give more options and leave that in there also.
Just
because
in case the rug gets pulled out.
Right, you don't know what's going to happen. In reality, we don't know anything.
Yeah, no, but you can't, by changing the zone, you can't force what's there out.
Oh, no, I understand that. Now we're talking a, I don't want to say political, but now we're talking a hot button issue that we don't really want to even bring back. That's what it is now. Leave that as one of the uses. Yeah.
But you're thinking it through the other way. Say the property, I heard on one of the tapes, I think the main meeting mayor, you said that, you know, this could turn over three or four times, the property could turn over three or four times before anything happens. Well, what if it turns over a couple times and someone wants to put all new trailers in there and make them rentals? But let's take that. 100 to take out these 100 trailers, put in 100 trailers, and we're going to rent them. And I don't think that's really what this community wants.
I don't think, to be honest with you, that's going to, if anyone will do that, it will be cost effective.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of when,
but,
you know.
No, but listen, given the way the world is today, if we went back 10 years, no one would have predicted we're in the situation we're in today.
Obviously.
I think there's pretty good consensus that, given what that property is, that a mobile home park is not its best use for what the property is and for this community.
I don't, out of hand, disagree with you, but what I would say is I'm just not looking to go down that road again and unzone what's already there and, you know, next thing you know, or whether it's reality or not, you're moving people out of where they live, and if something doesn't happen for 2 years, you're gonna really be dealing with that for 2 years. And I'd rather get the other ideas on the table and have the options, and then hopefully something does happen. I know what you're saying; it's a good point. Don't get me wrong. But
I mean, if somebody makes a move on that to do the townhouses or the high rise or the mid rise, they have to go through legal channels to remove the people and place them.
100%.
So we're covered with that.
You know, I'm not concerned. I'm concerned about the rights of the people who live there, and I agree with you that we're covered.
Yeah.
What I'm concerned about is if this board and the governing body reaffirms a mobile home park as a use, that we may end up being stuck with a mobile home park for 50 years.
If I may, if you make a recommendation. Consider that if you make a recommendation that the mobile home use not be permitted any longer, wouldn't that be inconsistent with the current master plan?
Yes.
Yes.
So the board's going to make a recommendation back to the council that's not consistent with the current master plan?
I understand what Art's saying. I respect his.
I know. I get it. I get what you're saying.
But I'm
just
not
keep
going down that road.
Yeah.
I've been down that road twice. I'm not going down the third time. And here we are 10 years later. Everything's still the same.
know what I mean? No, you just have to consider the implications of that recommendation, that's all.
Well, we could recommend change the mesh.
Yes, you certainly can.
Oh, yeah, that can happen too, but as of now, that's not.
I'm just pointing stuff out to you. Decide as you will.
I think this is a compromise of what I believe the majority of the community wants too, to see something happen there. But I also believe wholeheartedly that whether it's perception or real or not, that a lot of the people don't want to see a zoning change that's going to make what people have there already inconsistent. And as you said, it's against the master plan. So I think if anything we do up there has to have, right now, at this time, what's currently there, which is a mobile park, as part of the recommendation.
Or on the discussion of not being consistent with the master plan, mid-rise are not consistent.
I don't disagree with you, but right next to it is a high-rise. It's not like we're changing it and making it a, taking away the trailer park when they're actually living in one.
Oh, here's another something I'm going to throw out, just for the heck of it. If we put townhouses or mid-rises, what about swimming pool and tennis courts? Most of those units have that in there. I don't know whether they have the room for it or not.
That would be part of site plan.
Pardon me?
That's part of your site plan.
It is.
Which sure. Would come here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, where the appropriate location and so on. So it's got to be correct from an engineering perspective.
Yeah. What's all I got to say?
I'm good.
Any other discussion?
Peter?
Time for a motion on the resolution adoption then.
Mr. Chairman, do you mind if we have Mr. Serpo read the recap comments we brought up one more time?
Well, also, even. did we have public participation in this at all?
Tonight?
No, initially.
Last meeting or
no? No, last meeting, no. We
check
me out. Okay. I have, just to go over some things, obviously you as a board decide what you're going to keep and what you're going to take out. That's not me. But just for your guidance, townhouse, height limitations, I've already referenced to you the specific ordinance section. Architectural guidelines, something to the effect that, as applicable, the existing guidelines set forth within the MXD district.
In that parameter.
Yeah, in that parameter. And if they need to be tweaked for a mid-rise or something like that, take a look at that at the next level. Consideration of parking structures. If a mid-rise option is chosen by a developer, board would recommend that the parking to be located within the footprint of that building. And as I understood it, you did not want to use the storage structure for the parking to be calculated within the permitted residential storage.
Just like we
calculation of that use and height in terms of height. That's what I have.
What is the clarification of the density for any of these proposed uses?
I think that's within the report, isn't it?
It is. It says 14.
It says?
I think it's 14 on page 2.
14
units
no matter
per acre.
What type of development is proposed, the density is 14?
That's the maximum. I think that's what we put in our report. Maximum is 14.
Okay, that'd be good to put in.
That's what we agreed on, right, guys? Wasn't that at the... Well, didn't we say 14?
Yeah. Well, your recommendation is within number one on page two that the planning board is of the opinion that the density of the shadow long MH zone should be consistent with the surrounding areas. In addition, the density should take into account setbacks, building coverage, developable areas, topography, and the impact of ridgeline protection.
That's what I was asking for clarification.
14. Yeah, right here in density. Uh-huh. 14.
A substantial portion of this property is probably not buildable in accordance with the steep slopes, so density will have a bigger impact on this site than it would on a flat site.
Thank you.
Mr. Stransom participated.
I knew.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we're checking the notes. Even though the law does not require you, it's not fatal, it's not an error if the board does not have public participation. Board has historically done that. Because the public will, again, get a chance to participate at the council level, where it's more substantive than it is here.
Okay.
As well as when the ordinance comes back. However, in looking at the notes, it appears that Mr. Francie is referenced in the notes as having made some comments to the board. So that would lead me to believe that public was allowed to participate at some point in this.
I was here, or we would not have heard
Mr. Francie, because he's a member of the public.
Right.
So that appears to me to cover it.
So everything you said, and we're saying 14 units per acre, right?
I think you have that in here as well in the first paragraph on the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll walk it out.
Okay.
So we have.
Before you vote, let's make sure who's eligible.
Sure.
Carol?
I have Mr. Mullen, Mr. Schallner, Ms. Peterson, Mr. Gallagher, Mayor Nolan. Five
members? Okay. And anybody who's here that is eligible that was not here for any of the hearings has reviewed the transcripts and given you
an
affidavit to that effect? Okay. And we'll enter those into the record. Okay. Why don't we make those, how many are there?
Two.
Two?
Mayor Nolan and Mr. Gallagher.
Okay, B1
and B3. Ms. Peterson,
okay, so we'll make them B1, B2, and B3. And for the record, these are affidavits by those three individuals that they have listened to the transcripts, reviewed all the documentation and are eligible to vote. Great, thank you.
Do you need to amend your motion to include that?
Oh, yes, I will include that and everything that we said. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Motion made by the mayor.
Motion made by the mayor.
Okay.
For a
second. I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion on the motion? No. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
I'm going to vote no. I think that the mid-rise development is one, not compatible with the master plan, and two, in combination with townhome development seems for a developer an easy choice. There's not going to be townhomes up there. So I think townhomes, as was described by the master plan, is the most appropriate development.
Okay. Mr. Schallner?
I'm voting yes.
Ms. Peterson? Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is the HBP zoning recommendations and to schedule another subcommittee meeting.
Who was on the original one? I wasn't here, so I apologize.
Who was everybody on this?
Who was on the HBP subcommittee?
Was there a resolution on this?
Right. We had a pretty healthy discussion at the last, or at our first subcommittee meeting,
right.
And came to realize that we need another meeting to
Good.
Continue that.
There's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to cover, and it's going to be a fairly involved process by the time that we're done with.
You think that'll wrap up by September?
Possible.
Okay. Do you need a general for a minute?
What's that? No, we have to check the calendar.
Okay.
If you want to give me a date, I can check. I have the court schedule here.
I don't have any.
Thursdays or? That's what we kind of stick to, Thursdays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were on video.
Okay.
The
18th
is available, Thursday the 18th, the 25th.
25th,
better.
I'm not available.
You're not.
That's the Thursday, the last Thursday of the
month,
correct?
August 25th, right?
Yes.
Right.
I am available next Thursday, but not the
18th. Is everyone, the committee available?
Who's on the committee?
Peter?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Andrew? Janet?
I am.
The three? How many members are there? Three or four? I forgot.
I think there's four. Four.
There's four. Altogether on
the screen. Oh, Jim was the other one. Jim was the other person?
Right.
Oh, yes. He's not going to be around. He's out of the country.
Okay. He's coming back September.
He is? Who's out?
Jim Farley.
Andrew Stockton, Peter Mullen, Janet Peterson, Mr. Schallner.
Oh, he's not on the committee.
Just three.
Oh, okay. He's not. Mr. Schallner.
Yeah.
All right, four.
So three, four.
That's right. I remember he's saying he couldn't.
Correct. Yes.
So are you, is everyone available for Thursday, November 18th?
So we,
August
18th. August 18th.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the first one is a given, the second meeting I don't be paid.
I am.
This is your pay.
On the fence. It's my son's birthday that day. I don't know what any plans are or anything. If there are no hard plans, obviously I'll be here. But I don't know for sure.
You said you only have 3 or 4 birthdays.
Would September 15th be better? Thursday, September 15th, or we can change the date?
You want to get it right, that'd be fast.
Yeah. How about Wednesday?
Let's make it the 15th.
That works for my schedule. I know I have
the 15th, the courtroom's booked.
Who is?
Courtroom. Yeah.
Declaration Commission.
So we can hold it somewhere else.
Declaration Commission.
Or the next night is free?
Tuesday the 16th available.
Is that the second Tuesday of the month?
Third.
So she's talking this month.
Third? Oh, this month. Okay.
That would be good for me.
That works for everyone?
Next Tuesday.
The 16th.
I don't know if
Marty's
available on some
occasions. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I forgot about Marty.
All right, so let's change that.
Who's the other
day? We want to do Fridays. How about Wednesday the 24th?
That would be 2 weeks from yesterday.
That would be the fourth Wednesday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
I'm good.
Everyone else?
Yeah.
Mr. Mullen?
Yeah, he's good. He said, yeah.
I think I'm good. I don't know. I'm supposed to go to Vermont. But I think I'm going toward the end of the month. So we'll go along with that.
All right, so we're going to shoot for the 24th.
Wednesday? Yeah. August 24th.
And that would be 7:30 p.m. I'll advertise.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yes. Yes. Let me just write this down.
Sure.
When you're ready.
Can't hurt.
I'll offer it.
I'll second it.
I'll turn a second.
Offered by Mr. Schallner. Mm-hmm. Seconded by Mr. Mullen.
Any discussion on the motion?
No.
All in favor?
That day.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Motion passed. We're set for our next committee meeting on that item for Wednesday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. Okay, moving on back to our agenda. Item 11, approval of the minutes. And in your packets, you do have the July 14th Planning Board meeting minutes. And I'll entertain a motion for their approval.
The eligible members are Mr. Mullen, Mr. Schallner, Mr. Carlin, Ms. Peterson, Mr. Stockton.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mr. Schallner. Seconded by Mr. Mullen.
Okay. Any discussion on that motion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Minutes are approved. And we move on to item 12 on the agenda, communications and vouchers. There you have three things in your packets. A letter, which is a public notice regarding 18 Shrewsbury Avenue and an application they have into the DEP for a CAFRA general permit to reconstruct the house there. And the second is a letter from the Freehold Soil Conservation District issuing its certification or approval of the applicant's plans for the quick check property. Then you also have the monthly New Jersey Planner newsletter. Okay.
The notice about the Shrewsbury, did it indicate that it was a reconstruction of an existing two-family home?
Addition on.
Was it an addition?
I think an addition, second story.
I just read the application. I saw On the application form, CAFR General Permit 9 is to reconstruct the single-family home.
On page 2, on page 2, the block is checked off, CAFGP9/reconstruct single-family.
Yeah, and on the application form, it says to construct a second-story addition, including improvements. Okay. So they'll be making improvements to that.
Okay.
Okay. And with that said, it's item 13 on the agenda is motion to adjourn. I'll offer.
Offer by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Schulder.
Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Meeting is adjourned.